Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Today is Monday, November 3rd. I'm Megan Lynch. The City of St. Louis tornado response has put an important spending deadline in the rearview mirror.
Aldermanic President Megan Green says the board will soon receive an update on how ARPA dollars are being expensed after not receiving one for months. Green says there is still time with over a year left to spend the entirety of the pot.
They have to all be expended by the end of 2026, and so we want to make sure that we are on track to meet all of those goals.
The update will come at the Housing and Urban Development meeting tomorrow. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
The Missouri Highway Patrol investigating an officer-involved shooting in Kansas City. KCPD officers responded Sunday afternoon to a call of a man firing shots into the air. One officer deployed a taser. Another fired a shot, striking the suspect. Troopers say he's now in critical condition. No officers were injured. The owner of Bar PM is clear of criminal charges, but could still wind up in a courtroom again. Michael Calhoun tells us why.
Chad Morris was arrested the night of December 18, 2023, after a police SUV swerved off Broadway and crashed through the front of the building, which not only houses his bar but his home. When they came downstairs to see the source of the commotion, Morris's husband was immediately put in handcuffs. Morris claims he was taken between buildings and beaten. Officers claimed he pushed one of them and tried to run away. Defense attorney Javon Cazelli was asked if the misdemeanor assault charge could be refiled.
We requested that this case be dismissed with prejudice, and the order said that our request was granted. So we believe that that prevents the police or the state from refiling charges. But then again, I would never be surprised by what they would do.
The legal wrangling continues. Morris's attorney is still pursuing a civil case against the department.
This isn't the last that the police department is going to hear from us.
Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
If the government shutdown continues past Election Day on Tuesday, it will be the longest shutdown ever. Who's to blame?
KMOX Republican analyst John Hancock says neither party is to blame. Or they're both to blame. He says Democrats have legitimate concerns about cuts to Medicaid and the end of Obamacare subsidies, but he believes they should step forward and ensure the passage of a resolution that would reopen government.
Those are popular issues that the Democrats do have, and they're trying to spotlight those by not voting for the clean continuing resolution. I think the Democrats ought to pass a clean continuing resolution. That's what's been on the table.
But Democratic consultant Michael Kelly says the Democrats should stand firm against the health care cuts.
It's going to be devastating not only to those who are losing their Obama subsidies, but small business folks like myself who could potentially see their premiums double. So this is a hill to die on. The Democrats are doing it.
Kelly says it would be helpful if the administration showed up in Washington and negotiated with Democrats to end the shutdown. Scott Jagow, KMOX News.
The ACLU is becoming increasingly concerned with the potential for danger when federal agents enter neighborhoods during immigration enforcement operations, and the organization is focusing on the heavy presence of those agents in Chicago. WBBM Radio's Brandon Eisen reports.
Reacting to an image of a federal agent pointing a handgun at a crowd in suburban Chicago on Halloween, Ed Yonka with the ACLU Illinois says it shows a lack of de-escalation training, which could lead to harm beyond undocumented people or residents actively engaged in pushing back.
People who are simply going to the market, taking a walk to the park with their children, people who are simply walking their dog are going to be caught up in these circumstances.
The ACLU remains concerned not only about an apparent lack of accountability, but by the praise for use of force coming directly from Department of Homeland Security leadership.
From the Business Desk, sponsored by Krentz Financial Group, KFGAdvisors.com, a Metro East gas station business gets a $10,000 prize for selling a $1 million holiday gold scratch-off lottery ticket. The Illinois Lottery says Save-On Liquor inside the Phillips 66 on Lincoln Trail in Fairview Heights sold the winner to a Metro East resident who wishes to remain anonymous. That person bought the $20 scratch-off ticket with their mother. Missouri working to develop a new energy plan. The last one dates back more than 10 years. Department of Natural Resources Director Kurt Schaefer tells Missouri Net there's not much extra power to go around.
With where we are as a country and right now looking at the massive increase in energy demand that's being predicted over the next 15 to 20 years, and you know, some of those estimates are, you know, an increase of 3% a year every year until 2040. That's an incredible amount of additional electricity that's needed, not only in Missouri, but across the country.
Schaefer says it's time to do a new comprehensive plan to make sure Missouri stays ahead of the game and that we make sure there's ample power for economic development, the state's security, as well as making sure those things are affordable for consumers.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.